Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar Adukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, in D, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalized view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices, and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. So welcome to today's show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And this is a follow-on show to the topics I've discussed in the last few weeks, namely the importance of spices and herbs within Ayurvedic practice and teaching, and how to use them practically in a day-to-day setting. So this show is how individuals, spices and herbs can be used to balance your energy doses, or how to Ayurvedize your cooking. You know, that's not a real word, but nonetheless, it gives an idea of what I'm going to discuss today. And it's a recap, really, of what I've discussed over the last couple of weeks. So welcome back, everybody, to another episode of A Wellness Journey in Ayurveda on this show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And today, I'll be diving into the fragrant, aromatic world of Ayurvedic cuisine, Ayurveda spices and herb practice. This is the ancient Indian science of life, and it'll help us discover how herbs and spices in your kitchen can transform your health. So they may already be present in your home. And even if they're not, it's a simple matter of getting some of these spices into your life, into your kitchen, into your cooking. And as I say many times, Ayurveda isn't just about treating illness when it arises. It's all about balance. It's about harmony. Harmony and balance of your body, mind and spirit. Harmony with nature, with the planet, and really ultimately the wider universe. And at the center of this ancient wisdom is the principle of the tri-doshas, the three doshas, Vata, Pitta and Kapha. Now each of us carry are made up of a unique blend of these energies called the doshas. When they're balanced according to our natural dosha constitution or our natural self, we feel vibrant, clear, alive, full of energy and glowing. Even the appearance, people can say, look, you're glowing, you look wonderful. When they're out of balance, we feel restless, feel maybe overheated or sluggish. So this can manifest or show in our appearance and how we present ourselves. But here's the beautiful part. Ayurveda teaches us that everyday spices, the ginger, turmeric, fennel, cinnamon, coriander, and black pepper, just to name a few, these spices and herbs can be used as medicine. They're not just flavor enhancers. They're the tool, a part of our toolkit that we're given by nature to maintain balance and remain in health and prevent illness. And in this extended episode, I'll explore how common herbs and spices affect our doshas. We look at their qualities, their tastes, and their impact upon our digestion, our natural immunity, and our mental clarity. I'll share some practical remedies you can use daily. Also, as well, use them as seasonal adjustments or to help you adjust with the transition of the seasons, and how you can integrate these herbs and spices into your cooking and into your remedies, your drink remedies, your herbal remedies throughout the day. At the end of the show, I'll include a bonus episode, a bonus section, where I'll discuss just common drinks and beverages that we consume daily and how Ayurveda classifies their various effects on our doshas. So think of the show as spices and herbs, a recap, a little more practical tips on how we can use them to balance our doshas, and also including at the end a little section on drinks and beverages and how we can use them the same way. So stay tuned for this episode until the end so we can learn a little bit more about including some common Ayurvedic practices into your daily life. So grab a cup of herbal tea, maybe ginger, maybe fennel, depending on your preferences. And let's take a step into this journey towards the healing power of spices. Now, before we talk about spices, we need to understand a little bit about the dosha themselves. And I do apologize if I'm repeating material from previous shows, but for people who haven't tuned in before and for people who need a reminder or a revision about what the doshas are and an explanation about them, this is just a short little bit to explain that. Now, the Vata dosha is the movement dosha, and it's made up of the elements of air and space. Now, Vata governs the movement processes within the body. It's responsible for our creativity and for the functioning, particularly of the nervous system. So when it's balanced, it gives us that energy, that inspiration, that flexibility and creativity. When it's imbalanced, it can cause anxiety, dryness in the system, constipation, and irregular erratic digestion. Now, Pitta is made of fire and water, and Pitta governs the metabolism, which is like the chemical processes that occur within the body, specifically digestion, and is also responsible for our intellect and intelligence. When it's balanced, it gives us sharpness, courage, and clarity. When it's imbalanced, it shows up in symptoms which are associated with acidity, too much hyperacidity in the body, anger, inflammation, or skin rashes, which can appear. Now, Kapha, the last dosha, is made of earth and water elements. And it governs the stability of our body and mind, our immunity, and the lubrication of our body. The body, you think of the joints, and also of the body channels, such as the waste system of the lymphatic system, and also the blood and venous system, and all the systems that require lubrication within their correct functioning. Now, when it's balanced, Kapha gives us strength, gives us the compassion and physical endurance. When it's imbalanced, it leads to sluggishness, congestion, weight gain, and attachment. If you think of water and earth mixed together, they make mud, and too much of it can be too sticky, too heavy. This is the feelings we get. Our body feels like that if we have too much Kapha in our system. Now, Ayurveda teaches us that the herbs and the spices carry specific qualities, and they're paired qualities. There's over 10 paired qualities, but the common ones we talk about are hot, cold, dry, oily, and heavy or light. And each of these qualities can either aggravate or pacify individual doshas. So by choosing these herbs and spices wisely, with intention, we can use them as food, in our food, or as food, and acting as medicines. So food being like medicine, with the correct use of herbs and spices. Think of it this way. Every spice has a personality or a specific characteristic. Ginger, if you've tasted ginger, raw ginger, pressed ginger, it's fiery and stimulating. Fennel is sweet and cooling. Cinnamon is warming and grounding. Think of apple pie. When we match the personality of the spice to the needs of our body, we create balance within our system. So remember the fundamental principle of Ayurveda, or treatment of Ayurveda, in Ayurveda, is like promotes like and opposites balance. So where we see too much of something, we need to bring in opposite qualities, opposite characteristics or properties in order to balance. So that's a brief recap of what I'm going to cover today. I've explained or given an explanation of the importance of the doshas within our system and our body and mind in order to maintain balance. And I've explained about the specific qualities of herbs and how they can be used in our food as medicine. In the next part of the show, I'll cover what specific herbs and spices can be used for the specific doshas. So tune back again in a few minutes. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And in this episode, today, I'm going to talk about some practical applications of the herbs and spices I've been talking about in the past couple of shows and how we can integrate them into our daily practice, our daily routines, and specifically how we can integrate them into our cooking as much as possible to maintain balance. In the first part of the show, I talked about the doshas and the importance of the doshas for the regular and optimal function of our body and mind, and also talked about how spices have individual qualities of themselves, or properties or characteristics, and how if we know the properties and characteristics of spices, we can use them to adjust and maintain balance based on the fundamental Ayurvedic principle, which I repeat again and again, in that like promotes like and opposites balance. So that if we had too much of Vata in our system, in our body, and we were showing signs of an imbalance, we tried to bring in opposites qualities to Vata. And think of Vata of the, it's the dosha of the elements of air and space. So we need to bring in, and it has qualities that are light, cold, dry, rough, mobile. So that those qualities, we've tried to bring in the opposite qualities in our experiences, in our habits, routines, our practices, but most specifically in our foods. We're bringing in foods that are grounding, heavy, oily, and smoothful to cope with the opposite qualities of that particular dosha. And I'll explain it a bit more when I talk about the different doshas individually. So let's talk first about the herbs and spices we would use for a Vata imbalance. Or, for instance, in somebody who has a Vata tendency or characteristics, or is Vata dominant, they would need to be aware of the types of spices and herbs they would need to be able to access in order to maintain balance. Also, I'm looking out the window now, and it's autumn weather with lots of wind and lots of changeable conditions. During this transition of seasons, particularly between autumn and winter, or even summer to autumn, particularly autumn to winter, we might become imbalanced in this Vata dosha. So we need to be not mindful, not just if we have a Vata tendency, but at certain times of the year, we're more likely to feel imbalanced in the Vata dosha. So Vata types, or some of the Vata imbalance, can feel cold and dry and scattered or disorganized in a way in their mind. They need opposite qualities, which would be warmth, grounding with our foods and our habits, and stability. And it goes without saying, but it's worth repeating. We need opposite qualities to balance ourselves. And the spices, the herbs and spices we would use would be ginger. First and foremost, ginger. As I mentioned, ginger is warming and stimulating. A simple remedy that you could incorporate ginger in is to sip ginger tea daily to reduce excessive gas in the system and enhance digestion and to improve circulation through the heating effect that you can get from ginger. Cinnamon is another spice. Cinnamon has characteristics or properties and tastes that are sweet and warming. It's a gently heating spice. If you ever had anything with cinnamon in it, it's not a sharp, penetrating spice like chili. It just warms you gently. So adding cinnamon to warm porridge or sweet rice porridge, for instance, or adding it to a tea or milk drink, warm milk drink, is a common remedy to calm excessive nervous energy that's associated with the Vata imbalance. Cumin is another spice that is known for its grounding quality and also enhances digestion, particularly if it's erratic with the Vata imbalance. Roasting cumin seeds and chewing them after a meal can help with absorption of nutrients if there's any dysregulation or within the digestive system. Or the digestive fire is not working sufficiently. It's erratic. Another digestive herb, or a herb that has a specific effect in our digestion, is a herb that's commonly used in Indian cooking called asafoetida, which is another name called hing. And it's used by some Hindus instead of onion and garlic. It gives the same flavor, but without the agitation. And this is a strongly warming herb. And adding a pinch of it to lentils or beans can help reduce the bloating effect or excessive gas that can sometimes happen with a Vata imbalance. Cloves are another warming herb. Chewing it helps relieve coldness. You're often see it added to things like mulled wine, for instance, or just chewing it to relieve coldness and to generate heat within the system. And it improves your focus and your mental clarity, which sometimes can be a little off if you're very Vata imbalanced. So a simple tip for Vata would be to start the day, the morning, with a cup of ginger and cinnamon tea. With some, and to avoid foods such as raw salads, which are rough and cold, and instead eat warm, cooked, spiced meals. So you can imagine a Vata person in the autumn, if they're feeling more restless and anxious with this crazy, wild, windy weather and changeable weather conditions, just starting a day with a simple ginger tea in the morning, perhaps having some cooked rice in the afternoon with some goat cumin or the grounding properties, and then some warm milk in the evening as a kind of a nighttime drink laced with cinnamon. And this would help you remain balanced throughout the day. So it's a simple regime for that grounds this restless Vata energy and can bring calmness and stability into the system. Now, herbs and spices for Pitta imbalance, or for Pitta type to remain balanced, are different. We know that Pitta is made of fire and water, and it tends to run hot. So your digestive fire tends to be set high. And problems that can occur with Pitta imbalance are associated with heat. So they need cooling and calming and soothing types of remedies. So you'd have a look at some spices and herbs you can use for that, because most of the spices tend to be warming and they tend to enhance or increase digestion. So you have to be a little bit more careful with Pitta when we're choosing our spices and herbs. A common spice used in Pitta imbalance is coriander, because coriander has been seen to be cooling in its effect or its energetics. And drinking coriander water that you prepared from the night before by grinding some coriander seeds and letting the water strain overnight is a simple way to cool the system. It is alkalizing as well, which can help if there's any excess acid in the system. Drinking it in the morning, either at room temperature, is a simple remedy for any Pitta balance, just to stay Pitta, to keep the Pitta from getting out of balance. Another herb is fennel, which I've mentioned before, often used in cooking. It's a sweet and cooling properties. And these are both properties that balance Pitta. You know, Pitta is balanced by sweet, bitter, and astringent taste, and it's made worse or aggravated by sour, salty, and pungent tastes. So fennel has that sweet and cooling effect. And chewing some fennel seeds after a meal is a very helpful way to reduce acidity in the system, to help with indigestion. If you've overindosed, which Pitta people can often do as part of their personality, and can help with reflux and excessive burping after your meal. So chewing some simple fennel seeds. And you often see them in Indian restaurants in coated, sweet coated examples of fennel as you're going out by the door. Mint is another herb that's refreshing and cooling, and brewing a mint tea can help calm excess heat in the system and has an effect of supporting the liver function, which is an important part of the Pitta dosha, part of the Pitta system within the body. Turmeric, which you hear so much about these days, has qualities and been bitter and astringent. So the tastes are bitter and astringent, and it's mildly heating, so be careful not to take it in excess. But it has an anti-inflammatory effect, which is helpful for any Pitta imbalance, which tend to be associated with too much inflammation in the system. Cardamom is another cooling herb, which is sweet, much like fennel and coriander. And adding cardamom to gently heated milk in the evening, I added them to desserts, so it's very common, for instance, mango lassi, and it helps and soothe digestion at the end of the meal, for instance. So some simple advice for Pitta types or people who have a Pitta imbalance would be to have some fennel seeds that you can take with you to chew after meals. And avoiding too much chili or garlic, which are pungent and heating in taste, and they're energetics. Imaginary pitta person during the summer, if they're feeling irritated and overheated and the system is just hopping out of balance, something you would recommend would be a glass of candle mint water, just brewing some, just soaking overnight or soaking for a few hours, some seeds of fennel and some mint and water, and using coriander and mint in your vegetables. If you've got curries or even in normal vegetables, when you prepare them, adding coriander and mint into the vegetables at the end is a good way to reduce any of the heating effect of the foods or the spices that you've used. And using cardamom in the evening in a simple milk drink if you're taking for bedtime. And these type of habits that you can bring in during the day when you're feeling a bit imbalanced in the pitta dosha will help you restore that pitta balance. So you'll be more clear thinking, and you maintain that insight and intellect that's associated with pitta without becoming too agitated. I think now's the time for a short break. Get another cup of herbal tea if you can, and I'll come back in a few minutes and discuss the herbs and spices we can use to help the kapha balance. See you in a few minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And today's show is a recap and a little bit of a revisit of some of the shows I've had in the last couple of weeks, all about herbs and spices and their role in Ayurveda and how you can incorporate them into your daily practice in terms of either remedies, drinks, and specifically into your cooking to help balance the doshas if you're imbalancing either vata, pitta, or kapha. And knowing your own natural constitution and where you can slip out of balance is also helpful. And maybe you might recognize some of the descriptions I've described of different doshas, whether imbalanced, and symptoms and signs you can experience. So, of course, it's nothing can better go and see a practitioner if you have any symptoms that you cannot understand or explain, or that have been niggling and bothering you. And an Ayurvedic practitioner can take a look at the whole of your life, your experiences, and what's happening, your food, your lifestyle, your routines, your relationships, your emotions, and correlate them to what may be your natural constitution that you're out of balance in, and prescribe either some herbal medication, along with some diet advice and some lifestyle advice to help you regain balance to avoid illness and remain well. So in this part of the show, I'll move on and discuss the herbs and spices that could be used for a kapha imbalance. Now, the kapha type, or if you experience a kapha imbalance, you can feel heavy and slow, sluggish in your system. What you need to balance that is opposite qualities. And this would involve stimulation, food that is light, or activities that are light in nature, and warmth, of course, because the kapha qualities are cold, oily, moist, smooth, dull, and heavy. And they need opposite qualities. If they're in balance, or there's too much of them in their system, and you're showing signs and symptoms, then we need to bring in the opposite qualities to balance. And in the range of spices, or kapha, is almost limitless, because, as I said earlier, many of the spices have the effect of heating our system and enhancing our digestion. So the first and foremost is the king of spices, I've mentioned many times before, is black pepper. Now, black pepper stimulates metabolism, stimulates digestion, and a simple remedy is to sprinkle black pepper on soups, on drinks, on remedies to help clear any symptoms of a kapha imbalance, specifically excess mucus in the system, or congestion in the lungs, or fluid retention in the legs is a common type of symptom you get with kapha imbalance. Once again, dry ginger. Specifically, dry ginger is a bit more heating than the fresh ginger. So using dry ginger or fresh ginger in a tea preparation, such as ginger, honey and lemon with a sprinkling of black pepper, is a fabulous, fabulous simple remedy that you can prepare in the morning, add it into a flask and sip it gradually during the morning. If you're feeling a little sluggish and you need that detox kick, or you need that kind of lightness in your system that just isn't there some days when you wake up, you may be feeling kapha imbalances, which is causing this. With cooking, mustard seeds, commonly used in Indian and Asian cooking, these are very pungent and fiery. And adding them to stir fries before you cook can help with this. It gives you an invigorating, like a stimulating effect. And it adds fieriness into your cooking and into your food, which is what you need to cope with the coolness and the coldness of a kapha imbalance. Turmeric, again, I mentioned earlier that it has a heating effect. It can be used with pitta, but needs to be used with caution. The caution can be thrown out a window with a kapha imbalance because it needs that heat. Turmeric is detoxifying in its action as well as being anti-inflammatory. And you can use it in cooking to reduce this stagnation and toxin accumulation effect that can happen if your digestion is sluggish and you're accumulating waste in your system rather than digesting it and breaking it down into nutrients that your tissues need and then excreting what you don't need. So using turmeric in your cooking, you can add it to a drink, which is commonly used in Ayurveda with warm milk, called golden milk, and I'll talk about it later, and is a very helpful spice to have it recovered for kapha balance. Fenugreek is one you may not have heard of, is commonly used in Indian cooking. This has bitter and warming energetics and taste. Now remember, kapha is made and aggravated by the tastes of sweet, sour, and salty, and is relieved or balanced by the tastes of pungent, which is heating, bitter, and astringent. So fenugreek hits two of these boxes for the kapha imbalance. And if you soak the seeds overnight and eat them in the morning, they can reduce water retention and weight gain. Now, a daily tip or a practical advice for kapha would be to start today with a drink of hot water, fresh ginger or hot ginger, juice of a lemon, and a sprinkle of black pepper. Tending to leave the honey out of this, or use it in a smaller amount because of the kapha imbalance, because the kapha is made worse by sweet and heavy things. And then, if you think that, so that's a good start to the day for kapha. In terms of the cooking throughout the day, generous use of spices, and the hot chili spices are fine to use in a kapha imbalance. Now, just think of the season that kapha can, so to speak, we say, rise in our system, or it manifests more more obviously is during the spring season, the early spring season, when we're going from the winter to the wet spring season, when we can feel sluggish and congested in our system. We're coming out of the winter, we're almost coming out of hibernation. So we're feeling a little bit slow in our habits and our rituals. But bringing in that ritual of the hot ginger, hot water, ginger and lemon with the sprinkle of pepper on top of it would be a helpful remedy for caffeine balance or to start at that time of the year. Adding mustard seed and turmeric and fenugreek into our cookie, taking them from the shelves in before we start taking other spices and herbs out or making our dishes, planning dishes around these spices. These are all habits and rituals we could bring into our daily routine if we feel we're suffering from excess heaviness and caffeine balance in our system. And in that way, we avoid becoming our dulled, sluggish, depressed, inert, feeling inertia, lack of motivation. So we're kickstarting our system after the winter. So it's the same thing with a caffeine balance, which can happen, of course, anytime during the year. Now, what's also interesting is that we don't just get single dosha imbalances. For the sake of simple explanations, it's easier to understand them as single imbalances, but quite often it's more complex. We can have dual imbalances happening at the same time. And a good way to, this is why Ayurveda and its understanding of herbs and spices is so helpful, because it can combine spices and herbs together in individual remedies for what's called synergistic. Now, synergistic means the effect is additive. So when you put two things together, it like 2 and 2 doesn't equal 4, it equals 6 even, because they work, and when they work together, they work even better than when they work separately. And this is how Ayurveda recommends specific herbs and spice combinations for specific dual dosha imbalances or an imbalance where there's more than one dosha at play. An example would be turmeric, or golden milk, which is turmeric with warm milk. Now, this is really good for vata and kapha, but for pitta, should be used sparingly because the turmeric has a heating quality. That's where the Indian chai or the Indian tea that you see uses a combination of ginger, cinnamon, cardamom, and clove, maybe a spice mix added to the brewed tea. So they have a kind of, they're covering all bases, so to speak. So they specifically cover vata and kapha imbalance within a system. So the variation of this is often called masala tea. And you can see them in the Asian shops where they have little masala jars with combination spices. But you can prepare them yourself from freshly toasted or freshly roasted spices. And then when if you make a mix of them and grind them up individually and then wait till they cool down and then grind them into powder and keep them in an airtight container, you can choose whatever spices are suitable or specific for you and just add them to your tea and then sprinkled. Another example of using spices together would be coriander and fennel and mint, and infuse this or make this into an infusion with somewhat simple water and leave it soak for a number of hours. And this is a perfect remedy or drink for pitta during the hot of the summer. And a common digestive tea used in Ayurveda is the combination of equal parts of cumin, coriander and fennel seeds brewed as you would brew tea in the old-fashioned way in the pan with some hot water and adding the seeds into the hot water and brewing like tea and then straining the seeds out and drinking it with tea. And this example of blends of spices and herbs used in combination within a remedy, just simply talking about a drinks remedy, it just shows how Ayurveda remedies can be tailored to the seasons. They can be tailored to different people's constitutions or the types of dosha combinations we're made of. And also, of course, they can be tailored to different imbalances and used as treatments, or even simply used as aids to digestion or helping your digestion, making sure your digestion is working a bit better and you don't suffer from indigestion, which is used to be the modern malaise. We all suffer from these days. We're always looking to take tablets of some sort for it. Now, as I said before, the use of herbs and spices, also Ayurveda has a seasonal guidance which we could follow to keep ourselves balanced within specific seasons. Now, we're heading into the winter season, of course, now in the UK. During this winter season, regarded as the Vata and Kapha season, we'd be using warming spices such as ginger, cinnamon, and cumin and turmeric. During the summer, for example, we'd be focusing more on the cooling spices, like I mentioned, the fennel, the coriander, and the mint. And then during the spring season, and we think of early to late spring, transition from winter to spring, we'd be looking at heating spices such as pungent spices, like black pepper and mustard and the dry ginger I spoke about earlier, but fresh ginger is just as good. So this is the way that Ayurveda helps us follow the seasonal rhythms of nature by guiding us to choose specific spices so that we can stay balanced in our own individual doshas throughout the year. So here's a way to, this is an example how you might integrate the spices into your daily life. For the morning drink, you could take some warm spice tea or a herbal drink remedy according to your dosha or your current state of balance. For your meals, for lunchtime specifically, you could cook with balancing spices. Cumin for Vata, coriander or fennel for Pitta, mustard, turmeric for Kapha, gingery. And in the evening, you could look at choosing a herbal tea that would suit your constitution, your dosha, or how you feel. And cinnamon for Vata, fennel for Pitta, and ginger for Kapha. So, yeah. With the caution that you don't cook anything too stimulating in the evening when you're preparing a kebab, and ginger can be a little bit stimulating. But if you've got a capital balance, it might just not you. And the remedies that we suggest sound a little like I'm repeating myself, but they work naturally. For Vata, ginger tea would help the digestion. For Pitta, who suffer from indigestion, lots of upper gut symptoms like reflux and so on, a fennel or mint concoction or drink would be helpful. And for Kapha, who generally suffer from sluggish digestion, you'd be looking at a drink with ginger and lemon and black pepper to help with stimulating digestion. So we think about what works for us when. And it might change depending on how we feel, depending on the time of the year, depending on all the other external factors that are impacting upon our state of balance. But having more awareness of where you're at, how you feel, will help you choose the correct remedies for you. Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com, which is anam spelled A-N-A-M. -AURVEDA.com. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fhuilán, Fad Saol. Healthy heart, long life. Take care.